KO Radio proudly presents The Last of the Mohicans, from the story by J. Fenimore Cooper.
Magua, listen to me. The women are tired and they cannot go on. They must rest.
No, I will go on until I find Hawkeye.
But you cannot do that. Hawkeye will be far away by now.
Tell me where he is, then you shall all rest.
We don't know. He swam away from the island underwater before you came back.
We have no idea where he is. By now, he could be anywhere in the forest.
Then we will go on until I find Hawkeye.
But these women are not your enemies. If you return them to their father at the fort, you will be well rewarded.
My father will make you rich.
He can give you golden guns.
Hawkeye is my enemy, and Hawkeye lives. Chinga and Uncas live too. Where are they?
Chinga and Uncas went with Hawkeye. By this time, they will be lost in the forest.
Uncas, I will have the blood of Uncas. Uncas is my enemy too.
But not these women and this singing man of God. Listen to my plan, Magua. Like you, I am a soldier. My life is given to my king, as yours is to your chief.
Magua has no chief.
Hear me out. What I am saying is this. You, Magua, can take me as your hostage. Then you can take the women to their father at the fort and demand your ransom. This way you must win.
I do not trust White's man's word, and there is something more. The father of these white women did me a great wrong.
What's that? My father is a good man.
It was a white man who gave fire water to my people. Before the white man came to this land, the Hurons were happy. But then they drank the white man's fire water. I, Magua, drank the fire water.
I heard something of this, but it is all over now.
So you were punished for taking too much strong drink? The white woman's father is a strict man, but he is known to be just and fair. I tell you, Magua, he will reward you well if you return his daughters to him unharmed.
No, when Magua drank the fire water, the father of these white women had marks made on Magua's skin.
Ah, but an Indian makes many marks on his own skin.
Look, your father's men made marks on my back with sticks because of these my own people. Cast me out.
Name your terms, Magua.
And let the women go free.
No, I will not let women go free. It is one of the women I want.
No, no!
Not you. I want the other one. I want the one with black hair. She will do the work in my wigwam. She will fetch my water and cook my food. In this way I have my...
Revenge, you villain!
I'd rather die!
Then die.
I'll kill you first.
No, Duncan, you cannot fight Magua and his friends.
I will.
What was that?
I heard a shot.
And another.
Look, it's Hawkeye and Uncas over there on the hill.
Hawkeye, we're here.
Duncan, keep still. Magua, your Hurons left their guns and powder without a guard.
We have them.
Duncan, get the woman to shelter before we shoot again.
Get behind the rocks.
David, I know you will not fight, but try to protect the woman.
That I can do. I will place my poor body, for what is worth, between them and any Huron who attacks.
Look, Uncas has crept down from the hill. He and Magua are fighting hand to hand with axes on the edge of the rocks.
I can't look, Cora. They're so near the edge.
Ugh.
You snake!
Huron dog, I have you now.
Not yet, not.
Ugh, now!
Uncas has beaten him.
Thanks be to God. Magua lies still. He must be dead.
We're saved.
Look, Magua moves. He lives.
And he's thrown himself over the edge of the rocks. He's falling like a stone.
He'll be killed now.
No, not Magua. Magua lives.
He was shamming death to get us off our guard. There's life in Magua yet.
Look down there. He's on his feet and running through the forest like a deer.
We must not let him go. I will.
Leave him, Uncas. He has no weapons, and by the time he finds his friends, we shall be safe inside the fort.
Cora, we're saved.
Thanks be to God for this. We're saved.
I cannot believe that this nightmare will soon be over.
We will travel by night. I know of a hut nearby where we can stay until the moon is up. It stands in an Indian graveyard. We shall be quite safe inside, for no Indian will cross the ground of such a place.
Soon we shall be safe inside the fort. Soon we shall forget about this.
Magua will not forget. He will not forget.
I remember what Cora said when we were setting out on this terrible journey.
What did she say, Duncan?
She said, "The memory of an Indian is longer than the arm of a pale face." For some reason, I can't forget those words.
You do well not to forget. While Magua lives, he will not forget.
The travellers soon reach the fort. Will Magua forget, or will he wait and seek revenge? Tune in to the next episode of The Last of the Mohicans.